This is John with Silverfern Plumbing.
Hey, you accidentally had
All to right. Yeah, sorry about that. I lost you. Oh, my gosh.
It's okay.
Honestly, I couldn't be more disappointed right now. That was amazing. Not in you guys, in Angie. They were calling me back, and I told him, he was like, oh, I got a follow-up call. I was like, and I told him, oh, you know, that's okay. I canceled my services. I just had to go with a different marketing company.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me to be more professional. And I was like, you're affecting my appointment. I was like, excuse me? Like, I mean, I didn't like get into it. But I was like, buddy, I got to let you go. I'm talking to a customer right now. And he didn't let that go. I was like, I was kind of flabbergasted for a second. I'm like, what are you doing, buddy? Like, honestly, I had to totally abandon their services. I was going to see how you guys work out.
Yeah.
And I was really happy with the way they canceled it and the way that gentleman handled it. But that just flipped with that guy. Just, I think that was my original sales rep, and he was kind of pushy originally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that blows my mind. I can't believe he said that to me. Like,
I mean,
I'm just being honest.
You
I'm just literally being honest
them
with
know.
You.
You know what I mean? You should definitely call back and let their management team know, because all their calls have to be recorded for authenticity and training purposes, and they deserve to know why they're losing your business.
That blows my mind. I just can't believe you said that to me.
That's
it was
wild,
like,
huh?
It wasn't necessary, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just, I just can't spend all my dollars everywhere, and and I wasn't 100% on their service. And, like, what does it cost them to move a little bit of money around, you know, and talk to me? It doesn't cost them that much money. Like, sorry, buddy, but... Oh, God. that kind of got my blood boiling.
Sorry.
I was like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah,
what are you doing talking to me like that?
They're wild. They are. They could definitely be wild, but, man. Huh. All right.
That was so unnecessary to say that. I was just like, okay, whatever, dude. I mean, you just 100%,
really?
Like...
He's affecting his own employment, you know, with that kind of attitude.
I can't, weird that he's, I mean, maybe because I told the closing guy, I was like, I feel like the rep didn't originally listen to me too well, but then in hindsight, I said, you know what, a lot of it is on me, because I didn't express myself, and he did a good job. It's 100% what I told the closing, I told the closing, because I'm not trying to tell the guy under the bus, I'm just saying, like, I thought about it, wasn't quite, you know, it just is what it is, man. It's nothing against anybody, but.
For sure.
Jeez, he kind of made that personal just now. I'm like, why did he
sorry.
Why do
that?
Yeah, that's okay. Not a big deal. But let's go ahead and keep moving on here.
Okay.
So where
I just have a couple of
at?
Things left. So the last thing is that I want to tell you is we're gonna send you an invitation to your Facebook page. And it is not interactive with your personal page. Your business page is going to be kept separate, but we have to build it as a derivative of the personal page. It's just the way Facebook has it set up.
Yeah.
So we'll take care of all that for you.
Do you find me on Facebook? Do you find me on, I'm John Sapensky. I should be the only one. I'm kind of a unique name.
In the whole wide world, are you the only one? Let me take a look.
I'm the only Jonathan Kropensky, in the whole wide world.
That's my ex-husband's the only Stelios Chapman. So,
yeah,
yes,
nice.
I found you. Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, this is our last name. Yeah, no, it shouldn't be hard. I should be right there. And I've only made one post. It should be about Silverfern Plumbing.
Yep.
Within the last
that's
5
great.
Years.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. Yeah. Fantastic. Okay.
Nice.
So, I have 2 options available to you. After I take your billing information, I can go ahead and do client onboarding now. I can do what we call a live transfer and go ahead and knock it out if you have about 30 minutes to spend with my tech, or I can schedule it for later today.
I mean, as I'm sitting, I'd rather just get it done. Probably
okay.
Whatever we got to do to get done.
And
make
sure they have an appointment available for me. 1 second. May I please have an LT? Okay. I am ready. I've got all the information I need here, and then I am ready. The billing information for the card you're putting on file, John, is at the 490 West Coyote Drive.
Ooh, dog. Baby, do you remember what we set our business card up for? Address? Kielbach?
What?
The business card. What's the address for our business
account? Kielbach 396?
Or is it with Coyote? Our checking account. What's our checking account? Let's see, address for the checking account. It's P.O. Box 396.
Okay. Let me go ahead and lock that in here.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Our mail is real confusing here, and they just, someone actually broke into our post office. They broke into both our post offices, and they got keys to all, like, our box. It threw everything off, and they're currently changing our mail. So it used to only go to a P.O. Box. Now we got, like, little boxes at the base of our subdivision, and it's going to go to our address, to our little box. So it's like everything's kind of changing, but it got messed up because someone broke into the post office, and it's just been kind of a fiasco. So I don't know where we're sending any mail anymore.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. So the card you're putting on file, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It is a Visa card.
Okay. All right. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 4755-7000-0276-4227.
Okay, so it started breaking up on me a little bit. I'm going to read it back to you. 4755-7000-0276-4227.
That's correct.
Expiration month and year?
It's September, it's 09-2027.
Three-digit code on the back?
It is 727.
All right. And then I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I hate it, but let's do Fort Dodge. Yeah, city I was born in, Fort Dodge.
All right, and then Ford, F-O-R-D, Dodge, or Fort, F-O-R-T?
Fort.
Okay.
Fort Dodge.
Cool. Got it. Now, anytime that Miss Holly calls in, she needs to know that that is the security password, and they would ask her for that, okay?
He's the one who told me what to say. I don't know which one to pick.
That's beautiful. All right. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and process the account for the 348, which is the $249 and the one-time $99 setup fee. And then I'm going to read this voice verification now that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. If you have any questions during the voice verification, please stop me so I can give you further explanation, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Silverthorn Plumbing and Heating.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jonathan Kropensky, owner.
Jonathan, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is September 9, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the ninth day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, I've got one last little bit of housekeeping, and then I'm going to get you over to Alberto, who's patiently waiting for your onboarding call. You were sent a series of text messages that's going to be asking for some different information, and the technician will review this with you. But I'm sending you one last clickable link. Please go ahead and click this link. It says https://my.localsplash.com. And when you click that open, Jonathan, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay.
This is an overview of everything that we have verbally promised to provide for you there in writing. If you see an asterisk by something, it will be available to you at a time, you know, future time of your choosing if you choose to upgrade with those services. When you scroll down to the very bottom, you can see your exact price point is locked in. We do ask that you click those two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today and that you will receive SMS text message from us and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature.
All right.
Okay, and then once you do that, it's going to take you to a screen asking for username and password, and username and password has been sent over to you via text message as well. I'm going to go ahead and get Mr.
Okay.
Alberto
we will
on the
direct
phone.
You to
you
the right representative.
Here
please continue to remain on the line, as an agent will be with you
I'll
shortly.
I'll stick with you until...
I think I might have clicked a link or something, or,
totally
or that was my
we
hearing.
We value your time and look forward to fully addressing your
yep.
needs. The wait time for an agent may be several minutes, and we appreciate your patience.
That's just the standard recording. He's going to pick up.
Oh, okay, cool. I was afraid I clicked on my phone.
Nope,
but never.
Not at all.
Hello.
All right.
Hi, Alberto.
Yes.
Hey, Alberto. This is Jonathan, and he's ready for his client onboarding. He does have his own client domain that we're going to be using for the My Site. He also has his logo. And quite a bit of information for us, okay?
All right.
All right. Jonathan, this is Alberto. You guys have a great chat, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Talk to you later.
Perfect.